truths hold drinks. And if I left anything behind, it probably wasn't me. Bree, if you're listening, I still have your ring. It's funny how we weave things into stories. And in every story, there's a little bit of truth to it. You know, something that's a little bit, and something a little bit deeper. Perhaps a longing for what we wish to be or where we wish to go. Right. So, if you're a Bruian Ale, or you know someone who might be Brewy and Ale, this one's for you. And if you're not, then consider this a cautionary tale, or a romance, or a lie that started sounding too good to let it go off. You know, the thing is about the fine women and strong drink is if you become the strong drink, you find out that the women could be the fine themselves. If you're looking at them and you're imagining something more than what actually is and then behaving off of that imaginative thing and then ignoring all the other details simply because you want the girl. See, Gilbreth says something wise every once in a while. Thing is what if the fantasy that you created is a life that perhaps that other may have wanted to have, or takes you away from something? Of course, then again, were you ever there in the first place? Anyway, it started with a beer, or at least the idea of a beer. Now, the thing is, was ale drinking? Like, was Brewy drinking, like, consuming the beer, as a way of consuming thoughts to learn who I was and who I am, and then using that as, like, a magical type of potion. And if they did that, then I would have to do the same thing. Hence, why we drink, right? And that's probably why the religious and stuff drink and say to good health, right? So, if you're Brewy and Ale, or you know someone who might be Brewy and Ale, this one's for you. And if you're not, consider this a cautionary tale, or a romance, or a lie that started sounding too good to be let go of. Anyway, it started with a beer, or at least the idea of a beer. I was drunk, inspired, and in a creative rut, so I drew up a wanted poster. Wanted. One drink. Cold, dark, and willing. Plastered it on, some taverns, several taverns, and a goat. You see, I had this amazing idea, nobody had thought of it yet. It's called mobile advertising. And goats go places, and I wanted a beer, and people who drink beer often go places, and if they find the goat, then they very well could bring me a beer. Well, anyway, some guard stopped me, said I was disturbing the public peace, or whatever, and offered me a pint if I'd stop. Looked important, that one. Quiet voice, polished armor. He's probably a captain, or a general, or just a regular guard, or maybe he was that guy that was laying about telling me stories of a time of an old king, and yeah, that's what it was. We were talking together, him and I, and he was telling me of this time in the castle, and there was this king, you know, the king had a, was doing things with this realm, and they were talking with this other person beyond the realm, and they were looking through this window, like this looking glass, and then they, there was this storm, and all these people were running, and the guard was behind and left a message, and he the only one that found the guard, and anyway. This person went all throughout time, in and out, and all of that, and then, you know, the Ivory Order came along and said that there has to be some kind of sequence of events or something, right? You know. But anyway, you know, who cares? You know, sometimes the stories are in the future, sometimes they're in the past, but as long as they're all woven together and somewhat understandable, you know, you kind of get the picture and the point. I mean, what's the point of, or the meaning of a story other than to enjoy the listening of it? Well, anyway, while he's talking, 15 minutes later, she walks in. Tall, half-elven, and glowing with that kind of trouble you want to write songs about. She didn't bring a beer. She was the beer. No. She was not the beer. But her name had beer in it. Just ale, beer. Anyway, she told me she liked my poster. She said it was the most honest thing she'd seen in Borgira, which, to be fair, isn't a high bar. Now the ring. I pulled a ring from my coat. Pawn shop piece from 12th Hand Wares. Now we won't get into that. That's for later. We'll talk about that later. Still don't know if we're engaged. But I don't know if she's real. She's gotta be, well, maybe not real in a real sense, but had interactions. More than real. So there was a magic to it. But anyway, I still have the bottle she left. I haven't thrown it out. Well, let's get back to the ring. Shiny, cheap, a little crack in the band. The thing is, I wanted to get a nice ring. An awesome ring. You know, like a diamond ring. You know, like it that was flawless, you know. Like a flawless ring. And like absent of a flaw, like, cuz I didn't see a flaw. You know, like whenever you sip a beer and it gives you that clean, smooth taste in your life, that's the best. You can put a Ulfgar Ale thing here if you want, if that's a sponsorship or whatever. But, because that's one of my favorite beers. But anyway. I couldn't afford the expensive rings, because I went looking. Talked to a peddler, and he was talking about all these expensive slips and prices and parchments. And, well, there's no way. So, what about a pawn shop? I went to 12th Hand Wares. Shiny, cheap, little crack in the band. It was a little overloaded, right? Man, it was a pretty hot date, basically, you know. Like, uh... like the cold green peppers that grow in the west. Vile Peaks. If you're gonna drink with me, see, I gave it to her with this line. If you're gonna drink with me, I should at least try to marry you first. She took it, didn't give it back. She did offer to give it back once, and I said no. Keep it, because I couldn't bear the thought of things ending. Then I ate some berries. That an old intoxicated merchant gave me. He had cows and berries. Usually, in milk from the cows or meat. Oh, I took the berries. And say I've been dreaming or tripping ever since. Anyway. I still have the bottle she left. Rui? Her. Left. I'm okay with that, but you know, there was a time whenever we were together, and I was awake and she was asleep. And I would live something. And then I would leave a message. And I would sleep, and she would live. Then she would leave a message. And she would sleep, and then I would live. And would read the message, and see things that she left behind. And we went on doing this for a while. And some cruel person gave me a faint of heart and convinced me not to do that anymore. She's still gotta be out there. You know, I thought she had cheated on me once. Maybe she did. That's why our kids didn't look the same. Or maybe I'm just something different entirely. Maybe I've got too much of my old father in me. Maybe that's a good thing. Well, anyway. Next time on Half Truths, Whole Drinks, a deep dive into the time I accidentally became a priest. Spoiler! It involves a fake book, a real demon, and a confession I didn't mean to say out loud. Till then, love foolishly, drink smartly, and never trust a ring without a story. Half truths, whole drinks, and if it breaks your heart, hey, I made it rhyme! This is Gilbreth Benardis.